In this week's parsha, in the end of the parsha, we have the parsha of Tzitzis. Smack in the middle of the parsha of Tzitzis, we have the union of person shouldn't let his heart and his eyes wander. And the obvious question is, why is this located dafke in the middle of the parsha of Tzitzis, this pasuk? But the pshat zochera like this. We know that the inyan of Tzitzis, the Gemara says, Tchelis dem liyam, yam dem lirki, riki dem lirkisi akobet. What's the significance of that? What does that mean? What that means is that the person sees that the inyan of Tzitzis is that the inyan of Tzitzis is that it's a beged. And the inyan of a beged, as brought down all this farm, is that it's a symbolic of the relationship between the guf and the neshama. When Adam Rishon was created before the chet, the ikur nekuda of his existence was his neshama. The guf was just a beged for the neshama. After the chet of Adam Rishon, where there was a deterioration, so the guf became the ikur, and therefore that's why after the chet of Adam Rishon was undressed, because before the chet of Adam Rishon, he wasn't undressed, he was dressed. The guf was literally a beged for the neshama. And after the chet of Adam Rishon, where the transformation that happened was that the guf became the ikur, so he was considered undressed. And the inyan of tzitzis on a beged is to remind the person that the beged is only the chitzenius. The whole olam hazeh is called a levush in all this form. It's called a beged. It's called a wrapping. And the inyan of the tzitzis on the beged is to symbolize for us that the same way the beged is something which is exterior, we'll call it a wrapping. And the inyan of the tzitzis is to look deeper inside past the chitzenius. So the beged is a metaphor, is a mashal for the guf, which is really a wrapping for the neshama, that a person should see deeper, a person should see inside. Rashi says that the lashon of tzitzis comes from the lashon of meitzitz, to gaze, to look inside, to look deeper. The inyan of tzitzis is meitzitz, is to look inside, is tcheles deim liyam, yam deim lirkiya, rikiya deim lirkisiya kovet. The pirush hadvarim is that the tafkid of a person in the bria is to be able to take a deeper look at what's going on in the Bria. So you see Tcheles, you say, no, I'm not stopping at the Tcheles. There's something deeper behind that. Tcheles Yam, no, not that. Rokia, no. Kisei Kovet is really what's going on in the Bria. And the Psharim that is that the same way that the Tcheles on the Beged is a lesson that a person shouldn't look at the beggar, a person shouldn't look at the wrapping, a person should look at what's inside. And the guf is a beggar for the neshama, so the ikur of the person is the neshama, that a person should learn to see the panemius of the bria. So too, and likewise, in the bria in general, a person could see the trelis, could see the yam, he could see the rakia, no, see the kisei hakovod. The inyan of the mitzvah of tzitzis is that a person should not look at the wrapping, not look at the beged, not look at the teva, not look at the trailers, not look at the yam, not look at the rakia, but you should see the inside. On a private level, a person's neshama inside, because the guf is only a levush. And in the bria, to be able to see that behind everything is the kisei hakovod, behind everything is the eibishta. That's the lashon of tzitzis, meitzitz, to look inside, to take a deeper look, not a superficial look. There's a very interesting Sfasemis. Sfasemis says that in the beginning of the parasha, we find that the Meraglim were called Losores Oretz. And at the end of the parasha, we have the pasuk of Leisa Suru. Says the Sfasemis, the Lashon of Losor means that a person only sees the Chitzenius. When the Meraglim went off to Eretz Yisrael, so they came back with all types of stories of things that were happening. For example, Eretz Achelz Yoshvez, Yichazal brings down that they saw a lot of Levias. They saw Levias, and they said, people are dying, but that's only the Chitzenius look. The Pnimius, the look is that they were dying in order for to be able to facilitate that. Nobody would bother the Meraglim because they'd be sidetracked. And that's a classic example. So the Meraglim were called Losser because they weren't able to get past the Chitzaynias. They weren't able to see what was really going on. So they're called Losser as Haaretz. The Surah Rilavacharenecha means that a person only looks at the Chitzaynias of the Bria. He doesn't see the Pnimius of the Bria. First of all, that's in general why the Pasuk of the Surah Rilavacharenecha is in the Parashah of Tzitzis. Because the Parashah of Tzitzis is about living a premiastic life of living what's inward, what's the real reality that's happening, both inside a person and both inside the Bria. So the Surah Rilavacharenecha means don't get caught up with the Chitzaynias, don't get caught up with the wrapping, don't get caught up with the glitter of the outside wrapping, but rather take a deeper look, Meitzitz. So first of all, that's in general why the Pasuk of Lo Yisurach Rilavacharenechem is brought down in the Parashah of Tzitzis, because Rashi uses a lashon over there that the eyes and the heart they spy for a person. They go look at think, but what are they spying for? What are they looking at? The Bir HaDvarim is that they're taking a chitzoniyus a look. So tzitzis means pinimius, tzitzis means meitzis, tzitzis means chelis rokiya yam and kisei hakavod. Rashi in Leisusurach Levachim compares it means sorrows. They broke a few of the Averis. But the Lefidah Pshat, Rashi compares it to the Meraglim. The Pirush HaDvarim is that the Meraglim looked at the Chitzenius. A person who looks at the Chitzenius is the opposite of Parashat Tzitzis. And the Moshe Lamad Davodera is like a person who got a package, he got a present, and it comes gift wrapped with a nice bow. And a person says, why should we open up the present to see what's inside? Halloy, the gift wrapping is so nice and the bow is so beautiful. And a person can sit with the box closed and never see the panemias and never see the content. That's why the Sazura Khilabakh was in the parish of Tzitzis, and Chazal bring down a recent way story that anybody who is kind of the Ritz of Tzitzis is to see the Shrina, recent way story. What's the Bir HaDvarim? What's the Bir HaDvarim that a person is zecher to see the Shechina? Is the Pshat is the Fizeh? The Pshat is because the Shechina is the Pinyin Yisrael. A person doesn't see the Shechina in his everyday actions. But the Pshat is that when a person trains himself to see the Pinyin Yisrael and not get stuck on the Chitzenius, so then a person is zecher of a Roya Pinyin Yisrael. That's the Yisrael of Reisam that are you day a person learning to live a more pneumistic life and not get caught up with the exteriors and not get caught up with the wrapping, but rather to see really what's going on. So that's what it means that a person's zeichet to see the Shechina. The Fizeh, we have a understanding the Fizeh, we have an understanding the we have a different understanding completely. We have a completely different understanding of the inyan of Shmiras Einayim, Bechlal. The inyan of Shmiras Einayim is really about this Nekuda. The inyan of Shmiras Einayim is about the Nekuda of is a person focused on the wrapping of the Bria, on the exterior of the Bria, or is a person focused on the Pnimius of the Bria? And that's where the Pasuk of the Surah Rilavacharenecha, which in modern terms means guard your eyes, guard your heart. What it really means is that when a person is looking at things that he shouldn't be looking at, he's really not looking at what he should be looking at. He's missing the Pnimius. He's busy looking at the wrapping, or busy looking at the nice bow, but he doesn't see the Pnimius, and he misses and loses the ability to be able to appreciate and be able to ever see the Pnimius that's inside, because he never opened the box. And that's the story of why Lo Yisurach Rilavav HaMacharei is brought down dafka in the parasha of Tzitzis, because the whole union of Tzitzis is to be Pnimi as a Kamench. Then the person is Zeichah V'Roya Pnei Hashchina, and a person is not Meraglim, and that's why the opposite of Tzitzis, Lo Yisurach Rilavav HaMacharei Bechlal, this is not just a inyan of Shmiras Einayim, particularly, it's the whole inyan a person living, and that's why it's brought down, tzitzis is shkula k'neged kol mitzvahs, all types of fantastic chazals on the mitzvah of tzitzis. The yisoid ha-dvarim is that a person came into olam hazeh, which is called olam, which means concealed, which means hidden, and the idea of living in olam hazeh is to find the Eibishter in olam hazeh. That's why tzitzis is such a critical mitzvah, because tzitzis trains a person to be able to not to be shitchias, not to be superficial, not to live an exterior life, to live a life of chelus, yam, rakia, and then to be able to see the kisei hakavod, be able to see the neshama inside ourselves. Then a person zayich of haroya penei hashkina in the bria and his own personal life. Kol tov and besuras tevis and yeshuas and nechamas to klai Yisrael. Good Shabbos, everybody.